From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The summer concert season is in full swing, and bands of all stripes are hitting the road. One band from Virginia Beach got a jump on the others. NERD has been on tour since March.
These musicians don't have to be suffering through the grind of long road trips and tour buses and a different hotel every night. They could easily spend the summer in the air-conditioned comfort of their own studio. That's because the core of NERD is the Neptunes, one of the hottest production teams in the music business today. They've produced hits by Britney Spears, Jay-Z, and No Doubt, even remixed the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil.
Ben Gilbert caught up with NERD on the road and has this report.
NERD stands for No One Ever Really Dies, an allusion to the circle of life, especially fitting for a group that constantly reinvents itself. The musicians started as a band in high school and morphed into studio wizards, scoring their first hit with Super Thug by Noriega in 1998.
Hit 'em. You let me do it again, do it to win. Last album was an 8, this one is a 10. Eric Capone, come home, we gonna triple the sin.
Since then, the Neptunes, as the duo of Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo call themselves, have produced dozens of pop and hip-hop hits and won a Grammy. In the back of NERD's tour bus at a recent Washington, D.C. show, singer Pharrell Williams said the Neptunes don't have a blueprint for pop songs.
People have their formula for producing pop. But I think that those rules change as the decades change, and every half a decade. For me, I don't really pay attention to none of that. As long as a person can sing along, yeah, it has the potential for going pop.
But there is a Neptune sound. It's thick beats and clean but quirky melodies that sometimes sound like they're sampled straight from an old Atari game. The songs are accessible, and the Neptune's success lies in their ability to help hardcore rappers, like Mystical, sound softer.
Shake it fast! Show me what you're working! Shake it fast!
All your boys and fams right shake now in the place to be. I thought I told y'all dudes before, y'all dudes can't mess with me.
And give pop singers like Justin Timberlake a little more street cred.
Clips and Jay Timberlake, now how heavy is that?
But when the Neptunes step onto the stage as NERD, they take a different approach. So, how do you get from teen pop and hip-hop to skate rock mixed with a bit of Prince, Funkadelic, and The Beatles? You keep your ears open, says Neptune and NERD guitarist Chad Hugo.
We could be in a grocery store and go, wow, that was a great chord, that two bars of chord, I want to loop that, put a beat. You know, we could do that with anything, and I think that's where our mentality behind NERD is from. Its foundation was from listening to different things and sort of having that hip-hop DJ mentality.
Hugo says their passion for music came out even on the high school football field, where he and Pharrell Williams both played in the marching band.
We were the kind of kids that would play like hip-hop beats on the tuba and the bass, you know what I mean? It would be like that. Or we'd play like James Brown and AC/DC, little excerpts for the football games. We'd make it ourselves. That was what we did for fun.
NERD singer and fellow Virginia Beach native Shay Haley says the band listens to all kinds of music.
We have so many different influences, man, from Michael Jackson to Eric B. Rakim to Joni Mitchell, Steely Dan, I mean, everyone, man.
Haley's bandmate, Pharrell Williams, is a study in contrasts. Lounging in the bus, the 31-year-old singer sports two big hip-hop diamond earrings and his trademark Princess Anne High School varsity jacket. He says mixing it up is what Virginia Beach is all about.
I grew up around black people, white people, plaid people, purple people, and that's why NERD is what it is. It's a mix of everything because that's the way we grew up, a mix of everything.
At a recent show in Washington, D.C., black, white, Asian, and Latino teenagers and 20-somethings wore everything from bling-bling designer wear to hipster trucker hats to punk pins on thrift store lapels. Two breakdancers, Chris McDonald and David Ledford, came down from Baltimore. They had a hard time explaining what exactly NERD is, but they know they like it.
It's hip-hop beats mixed with, like, they got a lot of guitar in it, a lot of electric guitar, and then, like, you can groove to it still, like, it's nice. but it's not going to be something that you're going to bump.
It's a little more rockish. It's a little more rockish.
That's cool that they're innovating. They're so innovative, and I think that's awesome.
Wow. Inside the club, Pharrell Williams has the whole crowd jumping. He can hardly contain himself, dragging girls on stage for R&B tunes, then spinning in circles to a punk song. Back on the bus, Williams is more reserved, even annoyed when asked about how and why the band mixes so many different types of music.
If anything, I'm the last person anybody should ask why I like Steely Dan. We should be the last people that anybody asks a question like that to. We should stop, you know, diving into this mentality of just questioning who likes what and why. Like, because everybody likes everything, man. If it wasn't like that, a lot of these record companies would not be able to keep their lights on.
And, Williams says, he's looking to broaden his horizons even more.
And I'm even working under aliases, too. Because when you see me accept a Grammy for something else that ain't got nothing to do with hip-hop, pop, or rock, and you see us walk across that stage, that's going to be it.
Williams wouldn't say what the Neptunes' next project will be, only that it's going to be a real hot summer. Meanwhile, NERD will still be touring. For NPR News, I'm Ben Gilbert in Washington.